Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving into a story that's really getting under travelers' skin. Norse Atlantic Airways has built its entire brand around those jaw-dropping, ultra-low-cost transatlantic flights. You know, the kind that advertise fares under $200. It sounds like a dream for budget-conscious explorers, right?
It certainly sounds appealing on paper, but there's a heavy trade-off behind those headlines. To keep those prices so low, the airline has completely stripped away traditional customer service. Instead, they've gone all in on a tech-first model that relies almost entirely on AI chatbots and automated digital systems.
And that's exactly where things start to fall apart. While the low fares are great on a calm day, this hands-off approach has sparked dozens of complaints with the FTC. We're talking about real people who have faced severe disruptions, lost thousands of dollars, and found themselves completely stranded with absolutely no one to turn to. It's heartbreaking, really.
The root of the problem is pretty clear. Automated systems just aren't built to handle complex travel emergencies. You can ask a chatbot about baggage allowances and get a quick answer, but the moment things go wrong, like a sudden cancellation, a missed connection, or a booking glitch, the system consistently fails.
Exactly. Imagine the stress of standing at an airport counter, only to find out your reservation was quietly canceled without any notice. Instead of a helpful agent to guide you, passengers are getting trapped in these frustrating automated loops. You're just getting generic responses instead of actual solutions like rebooking, hotel vouchers, or refunds.
That's the structural flaw. Without a working phone line or staffed airport desks, travelers are left on their own. Some have been forced to buy last-minute tickets on competitor airlines for over $1,000. Others completely miss their trips because of broken website functions and severely delayed responses from actual humans.
And to make matters even tougher, all those original Norse Atlantic tickets were strictly non-refundable. It really highlights a major blind spot in modern travel. Prioritizing automation over human support just doesn't work in an industry that's inherently volatile. Resolving a travel crisis requires real-time problem-solving, adaptability, and genuine empathy, things current AI just can't provide.
You're right. Norse Atlantic's approach is actually a cautionary tale for a much broader corporate trend. When companies replace human customer service with cost-cutting technology, they're not just saving money, they're shifting the entire financial and logistical burden directly onto the consumer.
So, if you're still dreaming of those rock-bottom fares, how do you protect yourself? The research points to four essential steps travelers should take before they even click book.
Step one is crucial. Thoroughly read the cancellation and change policies before you commit. Don't just skim it.
And step two is to mentally prepare for the worst. Assume you won't get direct assistance during a disruption and always have an independent backup travel plan ready to go.
Step three is financial protection. Book with a credit card that offers robust consumer protections, so you can actually push through a chargeback if the airline refuses to refund you.
And finally, step four, document everything. Save every booking confirmation, screenshot every error message, and keep records of all communications. If you need to file an FTC complaint or fight a financial dispute later, that paper trail is your lifeline.
Looking at the bigger picture, Norse Atlantic's business model is essentially a high-risk gamble. It works beautifully when everything runs on schedule, but the moment a glitch happens, passengers are left highly vulnerable.
It's a tough balance. You get exceptional value when the flight is smooth, but that same model leaves you completely exposed when things go sideways. The growing pile of FTC complaints really drives home a vital lesson. The cheapest ticket almost never factors in the hidden cost of inadequate support.
Precisely. As more companies across every industry rush to replace human service with AI, consumers need to remember that technology still can't replicate the judgment and empathy needed to navigate a travel crisis. Sometimes, paying a premium for reliable, human-backed support is just a worthwhile investment in your own peace of mind.